may be seated for just a moment. Some of you may have had the experience of reading to a child and having the child come to you with the same story the child has heard 100 times and say, "Daddy, read it again." Tonight the church is the child and we hear the story again. We heard it read again with thousands and thousands of Christians across the world. We don't ask for new stories, but we ask for the old stories to be read again. And that's why we go through those portions of the Old Testament scripture, starting all the way at the beginning with creation and going all the way through resurrection. Tonight we enter the darkness of a tomb. And we whistle a tune in the dark that goes like this. We set it outside. "This is the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2013. Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. All time belongs to Christ and all the ages. To him be glory and power through every age forever. Amen." Tonight we remember that all time belongs to God. This is the night when we place all of human history and all of our own lives within the hold of God's saving history. We no longer call history human history, we call it salvation history. Christ is Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future. We don't own time. Christ owns it. Christ has entered it. Christ has redeemed it. And Christ is bringing it to completion. There is no government or world leader who is Lord over our time. Not the president or our own United States or the United Nations, not North Korea or China or Russia, but Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. The God who was in the beginning created the world out of sheer love is the same God who can recreate a broken world with that same power that rose Jesus from the dead. Nothing can hold that power back. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Tonight is the night when we remember that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so here in the empty tomb, we say out loud that Jesus is Lord of this world, this present time and all time. We sing and say out loud that the power of God to give life is greater than the power of evil that can take life away. There are no bones too dry for God to knit tissue and flesh onto. No human body or community of people too dead for God to breathe new life into. That's the Easter hope. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" asked the men in dazzling clothes to the women who were first on the scene. Christians are people who don't simply know something the world doesn't know or who believe something the world doesn't yet believe. We are the people who have had something happen to us that the world appears not yet to have experienced. The risen Christ has come back to us. In one way or another, you are here because the risen Christ sought you, met you, caught you, and commandeered you for God's purposes. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which we all do, time and again we look up and realize that we're not walking by ourselves. When we come to some dead end in our life, which we all do, into the dark abyss, we discover to our surprise and delight that there he is awaiting us, a light in the darkness. One young person recently summarized the whole gospel in a few words. In the Bible, she said, it gets dark. Then it gets very, very dark. Then Jesus shows up. The Methodist preacher Will Willimon writes about a visit to a man from his church who is dying and will die only a few days later. And Willimon shares this. I asked him there at the end what he was feeling. Was he fearful of dying? Fear? No, he responded. I'm not fearful because of my faith in Jesus. We all have our hope that our future is in God's hand, I said somewhat piously. Well, actually, the man said, I'm not hopeful because of what I believe about the future, he corrected me. I'm hopeful because of what I've experienced in the past. I asked him to say more, said Willem. And the man said, I look back over my life, all the mistakes I've made, all the times I've turned away from Jesus, gone my own way, strayed and got lost. And time and again he found a way to get to me, showed up and got me, looked for me when I wasn't looking for him. I don't think he'll let something like my dying defeat his love for me. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Happy Easter.